Let's go. All right, now, well, welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And if you don't have a family, let me tell you something. Now you do, because I'm your family. Oh. I am your family. Because some people are out there like, well, she's talking about the family, but it's just me. No, it's you and I together. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have with me today my business partner and sister, your legend, our icon, MC Light. Welcome to the round table.
Well, thank you very much. You know what's so interesting? I'm looking at you as you do the intro for the show.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered, who taught you how to be a wife?
God, because I didn't have.
You know, I see you and Demetrius very successful in what it is that y'all do as a marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, wow, where did you learn all of that? Because Grandma B was single.
Yes.
Right? So, and you spent a lot of time with Grandma B.
Yes.
And your mom, I'm not sure if you saw
I
that.
I did not see good things.
Okay.
In terms of relationships. No, I did not for my mother.
So where did you see it?
I did not. So it's interesting that you're saying this. It's interesting that you're asking this question because, you know, I get up like 3-4 in the morning, dark 30.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I get down here, I make my coffee, and I get on my computer, and I'm able to be in my zone. Mm-hmm. And Demetrius don't get up to about 10 o'clock.
Right.
9, 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Pacific time, which means the day is over. Okay?
I know about that.
They sleep in London. Mm-hmm. It's like the end of the day. In New York, they gone. But today, he got up so super early. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay. And he went out in the California room. For everybody who doesn't know, a California room is a living room outside,
mm-hmm.
and it's there's a fireplace out there, and in the morning, it's so beautiful because you can see the sun rise, and it's just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came in here, and he just started talking, and I was like, okay. So I was just listening to everything he said, but let me tell you the key thing that he said.
Uh-huh.
He got really emotional when talking about his grandmother,
okay,
Grandma Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, until he met me, mm-hmm. she was the only person who really understood. And he said, I can't explain that kind of love. I said, it's like God.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, yeah, and when you told me, if Grandma B don't like you, I don't know what's going to happen to you. I was so serious. He said, I wasn't worried about your mother, your father. He said, but it was like Grandma B. He said, I can honestly tell you right now that when Grandma B left, I felt what you felt. I said, yeah, it's something about that kind of person being in your life. And then I looked at him. I said, well, you know, Grandma Jimmy and Grandma B cut from the same cloth. It's something so deeply loving about them and innocent. And pure. So he got that from his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I got that from my grandmother,
right.
Which is why we have a healthy, happy, loving home and marriage.
Mm.
And which is why everybody who we are associated with can feel that love, not just between us, but it's just, so you're asking the question and I'm just now figuring out the answer. And if he had not said that to me today,
uh-huh.
I don't think I would have made the connection, but it was the love of those two grandmothers.
You know what's so crazy is I woke up this morning thinking about how emotional he was when he thought something had happened.
Yes.
And what I thought was, wow, that was for naught. Because God has blessed her to live on continuously, healthy, so on and so forth. But can you believe I thought of that this morning?
Wow. Yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah.
All of this was going on.
Yeah. So it was a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it all means that we're right now in a state of just eternal, essential, and pure gratitude.
Yeah.
Just gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude. I am grateful. And every morning I wake up, I say, you know what, God, this is another chance for you to use me.
Yes.
Yeah. And so all the accolades, all of whatever it is, I have to be sure to use it, to put people to work, to inspire people, to give people opportunities, to, you know, just to show love and gratitude for all of the people in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I come across for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Or that I'm, you know, my mom, you, those who are in my life for the long haul. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So just gratitude. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, how lucky I am, how blessed I am, how blessed we are. Everybody, if you here and you got another day, you're so blessed. I remember feeling so lucky and so blessed when I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I got it, I was like, oh, God, you in control.
Right.
You are in control. And so I do believe gratitude can increase. Because yes, I was in a state of gratitude then, but now it's like, it's from 0 to 10 billion because I'm able to actually live out and express and testify what he has done for me. And I don't even understand why he did it. I'm like,
'cause you're just a child of God, Lynn.
Emma.
Yeah. Take your blessings.
I guess so.
Yeah, take your blessings.
I guess so.
You know that you the pastor, the minister.
Minister, preacher, gangster, teacher.
Yes, with a church full of folks at Ralph University.
Oh, my God. You know, Dr. Vicky has been saying, this is the wealth church. It's the wealth church ever since we started doing the wealth experience. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got it. But I was like, okay. And then I was having a moment. What was that, last week? And I was like, I think I'm going to stop teaching. It was like, you called me a name. She called me a name, y'all. I ain't going to tell you what the name was.
Y'all know what the name was.
She called me a name. She was like, you got a church. I was like, to hear you say that to me.
Yeah. Yeah, because in Wealth University, not only is there power and knowledge and an education that is priceless, there is also love.
Yes.
There is also, you know, attention, acknowledgement for them being in the circumstances that there are, but there's no judgment.
Right. No judgment. We're gonna talk about that because judgment is the killer of dreams. It's the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We are just in a state of gratitude. Don't turn that dial. Go to asklynn.org during the break and listen to the break if you got a question for them or you need something. But we'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. MC Light is here. We are talking about gratitude and we're talking about no judgment. I don't think people really truly understand how judgment can kill a dream. Judgment can kill momentum. Judgment can kill desire. Judgment, it can kill. And it's so prevalent nowadays how we are judging each other.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about Wealth University being a church. And I want everybody to understand, I am not collecting, money at the end of the speeches. What we mean by the fact that it's a church is it is a body of people who are inspired, who get more than just money. They get hope, belief, inspiration. And the truth is, God is in the middle, beginning, and ending of every single thing I do. There is nothing that I do without him. And so when I'm teaching about money, and it doesn't matter if it's stocks or bonds or budgeting or credit or bankruptcy or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I am always looking to provide an example from the word. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't like church, it's okay, because we're not a churchy church.
Right. And also, I think looking at the term church is mm-hmm. like the upliftment of your spirit.
Yes, the uplifting of your spirit.
Through whatever means. Mm-hmm. And that means education. You know, people feel better when they learn new things.
Yeah.
Especially things that will help them to have a better life.
Right.
And things that they can hold on to, you know, for life and utilize throughout this journey, and that they can teach.
Yeah.
It brings joy for someone to be able to learn and then also duplicate that and teach another person. So all of that is uplifting the spirit, which gives, you know, gives you a church-like feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it's always about application.
Yeah.
How can I apply what I just learned?
Right.
And I mean, quite frankly, there's a whole lot of preachers out there. They preach a good message. I heard a really good message the other day, but I couldn't do anything with it.
Mm.
It just sounded good.
Mm.
What am I going to do with this? What? How am I going to use it? How am I going to apply it to my life? What change can I make today? And so, yeah, judgment. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I say I don't understand why God chose to use me. I mean, why did he make you the icon with the voice? Why did he make any of us what he made us?
Mm.
It's because it's his world. Mm-hmm. It's his time.
Uh-huh.
It's his doing. And he going to do what he want to do with you.
Exactly.
But I do understand why I had to struggle. Because of my struggle, mm-hmm. because of my financial stupidity in the past, I can't judge anybody because I did all the worst things ever. Like, so people are able to come to this space in New Wealth University, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter how old they are. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what mistake they made. Doesn't matter how much they overspent. It doesn't matter how old, you know, how long they've been making those mistakes, because it literally is one day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's literally becoming wealthy. And the Millionaires Roundtable. When Melody first said, "You're going to host the Millionaires Roundtable," I was like, where are the millionaires? Like,
right.
How am I going to, who's the audience?
Right.
How are they going to identify with this? And how are we going to have a conversation that is relevant for people? How are they going to apply?
Right.
Because if I bring you on, a millionaire, if I bring on, you know, the famous folks, it's like, can the average person really believe that they can attain what they're listening to?
Mm-hmm.
And the key for me, I think, was one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And for people to truly understand, there is a way, you know, to make it happen.
Yeah. It's a millionaire's mindset.
That's yes.
That you need to giddy up. You know, I always admire when I see people preparing for what's to come.
Yeah.
You know, and what's crazy is, you know, Queen Latifah and I were really close back in the days when we started in this hip hop mission.
Uh-huh.
And so we would be at all the hip hop clubs, you know, to find someone else that really enjoyed hip hop that was a girl. Was
right.
Unheard of. It was one thing to listen to it, but to find a group of women who really wanted to rap
yes.
was a whole nother mission.
Yeah.
We have enough time?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're out there, whatever, and I just remember her getting an assistant. And her starting to make the changes that you could tell, oh, something different is about to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoy seeing when people know that a good blessing is on its way.
Yeah.
Because of, not only because of what God is going to do, but because of the work that they've put in.
Yeah.
And they know that a turnover is about to happen.
Yeah.
And so it brings me a lot of joy to see people preparing for the entry into what it means to be a millionaire. mm-hmm. or what it means to be wealthy. It means having all your books in order.
Yeah.
It means crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's. It means...
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it's joy. It's joyful because when you retire, you're not trying to figure out how you're going to take care of everything.
Right. You said it's joy. I kind of frowned up my face because you came over here yesterday with all these papers and contracts I got to sign.
I need some damn answers from a woman who isn't working on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I needed to push something. I needed some signatures, approvals. And, you know, I caught you in a good mood. You were like, give it to me. You started reading. You put them little glasses on, took your pen, made the little changes that needed to happen to keep us moving.
Yeah. And I was like, God, why am I making all the decisions? Where are the other decision makers? He was like, okay, if you don't make no decisions, I ain't gonna need you. Oh, okay. All right. Oh,
there we have it.
Oh, I'm so clear. He's like, if you don't have any problems to solve, he told me there's no need for you. Ooh. So I got to solve problems all day, every day, all the time, which is the gangster part that comes on out. Cause I'm like, well, I got problems. Well, if I don't have any problems, there is no me, because I am a worker mm-hmm. to help people shift, correct, move, grow, love, learn. And, that's just what it is. Yeah. But there are so many people out there who have a calling and they don't know that their calling is correction. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you need to protect your ideas? Do you want the exclusive right to use your brand across the U.S.? Attorney Michelle J. Miller can help you protect your ideas, business, and brand. Attorney Miller is a sought-out legal consultant, international business and brand protection lawyer and speaker. She is the undeniable attorney of choice for goal-getters, high-end business owners, and A-listers. Schedule your free legal consultation call today on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. Put your business and brand in the hands of the trademark queen, Attorney Michelle J. Miller. Call the MJ Miller Law Firm today to take advantage of a limited time special offer. 312-985-5200. Protect your brand now, because someone could steal it later.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we're talking about gratitude. Gratitude elevates your attitude. Gratitude is the single most significant indicator of whether you will grow and be successful or not. It is gratitude. Gratitude is the difference between that yes or that no. Gratitude is the difference between... See, sometimes people, they pray for a blessing, like the door opens, mm-hmm. but then they don't get any further than the first step behind the door. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first started working for Russell Simmons, his office on...
30
on 7th Avenue,
west side of Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And in the fashion district. And I get up to, there's a doorman. It's a big, you know, grand building. I get up to the top floor. And when I was just a visitor, I had to buzz and then get in. But see, once you got in that door, mm-hmm. there was a whole nother door to go through.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Because then you'd be in between.
Because you're in between. So you better act like you got some sense, because you are in between.
Yeah,
so I'm in
like
the door.
Bank. That's just like the bank, right? Sometimes they have those doors where you have to be in between before you can actually get.
I was in between.
In between.
And I then remember when I was granted access, the code, mm-hmm. to the first door. Mm-hmm. So I no longer had to be buzzing the first door. And then I got access through the second door. Child, I thought I was somebody.
That's when they knew you wasn't crazy.
Right.
Yeah, because they got to
they got to put you on a watch list when you start working there. Like, okay, what can we expect?
Right.
From somebody that's in here. And once they level set and realize that you was only there to be in service.
I didn't have a desk. I didn't have an office. I didn't care. I sat wherever there was an empty space.
Right.
I didn't have a, I guess I kind of had a title. I didn't have a paycheck. Mm. Guess what? I did not care. I was so happy because I knew, oh, baby, once I get in this door, Russell always says, give till they can't live without you.
And that's what you
did. That's what I did. I gave until they couldn't live without me. Didn't matter what I didn't have. And I was broke as a joke. I was so broke. I was, but I wasn't broken.
Right.
I didn't have any money. I was on food stamps.
You know what, though? You still had a wealthy mentality.
Yes.
Which allowed you to show up there.
And they said years later, they were like, they said, we had no idea you were going through that. Mm. So now when they hear my testimony and they hear the time, they're like, wait, because I showed up like I was the Millionaire's Roundtable. I showed up like I was already where I was trying to go.
Mm-hmm. That you was a part.
And so gratitude, because I was so thankful, catapulted me, I think, much faster than even I expected. I didn't expect to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, look at this. I didn't expect any of this. Mm-hmm. But I also have my moments where I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't. And that's when I'm just lazy, sleepy,
being a baby,
hungry and angry at the same, just whatever. Or sometimes when I'm just tired. And I think we all have to know that about ourselves. And put ourselves around other people or be around other people who are going to help us. Okay, get your stuff together. Because when you told me I was acting like a weasel, I was like, oh. Why was I? I was acting like a weasel. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do this. You don't. And really, I just want some sleep.
Yeah.
I want some sleep. I want some rest. Uh-huh. So this season of rest is here. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about our trip that we're taking. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend some quality time with one of our business partners who's going to help us strategize on a huge, huge event. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have other people who we love and appreciate and we inspire and they inspire us. They're going to join us later in the week. Mm-hmm. Kids are going to be there. Everybody's coming. So I'm excited about that. So I'm going to get the rest I need. And, you know, the other thing is I need to be by the water. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been by the water in a long time.
And you only live 30 minutes from the water.
Yeah, but I need to
be
there.
I got you.
Yeah, not just go there. Okay. I need to be there.
Understood.
You know, I need to come out of my hotel room or my bed or whatever it is and go and just be there and just be there. I mean, I guess I could do that here too.
Yeah.
There are some beaches on the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When
beaches
it's
on the ocean?
I mean, there are some hotels on the beaches near the ocean. Gotcha.
Yes.
Beaches on the ocean. Yeah, yeah. But this is a season of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so what are you thankful for? Like,
at this time, I'm thankful for my health.
Yes.
You know, because you can make a whole lot of strides in business.
Yeah.
However, if you are not well enough to participate, if you are laid up because of some illness, if you are struggling with breathing, if you are struggling with, you know, I looked online yesterday and I found a good sister of ours who works in TV. She broke her ankle, and then in the midst of walking somewhere with her cast, she fell down some steps. And to try to help herself from not hurting that ankle, she broke her wrist. So, you know, these are the things that I am grateful for, is to have complete autonomy over my mind as well as my body. So although we have a number one hit show.
Come on now. Woo! Okay, so what happened?
Well, it's
so they
the
said
number one most watched show on their platform for the last 7 days. Our new episode airs tomorrow on Thursday. And even though I have all of that, I am happy that I can get up this morning. I can make my own tea. I can put, I can pull up the computer and I can see. I can hear you talking to me. I am grateful to have all of my senses working. Those are the little things, but those are the huge things when you look at the entire spectrum of what can people. I don't know about you, but I'm off if I have a cold.
Yeah, that's why I don't get sick.
I'm off if I have a headache.
Yeah.
I'm off if I have an earache. So for me to have everything working.
Yeah.
Nicely, smoothly. Yeah. I am simply grateful.
Thank you, God, for good health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for.
Amen.
Just thank you for it. It's no, you're absolutely right. And we can breathe easily. You know, I think about some of the people in the world who are suffering.
So many.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get to Africa. I think it's time for us to plan our trip, our group trip to Africa. Mm-hmm. I need to go to Ghana. Haven't been there yet. Mm-hmm. Michelle McKinney Hammond is like, when are you coming?
Right.
And she's like a queen there. Like her father gave her a whole kingdom.
Life.
Yeah. And so we got to go there and we got to help some people. Like I need to walk in the trenches where people are suffering. I need to see them. Mm-hmm. I need to touch them. Mm-hmm. I need to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And we need to make life better for some people. Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing is sometimes making life better for people, interrupts the evil plan.
Yes.
So, yeah, we need to pray for those who need help and we need to pray for those who need healing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we still have so much work to do. It's like, we're just beginning. Mm-hmm. But girl, you got a number one hit show. Come on now. I do too.
Hallelujah. Right.
I got a number one hit show. Yeah, because I'm the executive producer of the number one hit show, but I also got my own number one hit show. It's Debtor's Court on Vine TV. Right. I got a number one hit show. Debtor's Court is really good.
It really is.
Debtor's Court is, and I think I'm at my best sitting on that bench, mm-hmm. looking at two people and working through them problems they got.
Yeah. You are a problem solver.
And getting them to say things they did not plan to say. They did not know the question was going to be asked. They did,
right.
But it's like, what happened with this? And you have no choice but to tell me the truth.
Right.
And then once I hear that, now I got the next question. Once I hear that, I don't even know how to. You can't teach that.
You can't teach that. I really want to pull one of the episodes up. Because when they start talking, you are absolutely right. It's like they get into confession mode. They have no idea what's about to hit them.
Uh-uh.
When you start talking and you start asking those questions, they really do become an open book.
Yeah.
Which is awesome to be able to see somebody go through that process of what it really takes to get cured.
Yeah.
To get the help that you need. Is you have to be honest, and a lot of people are going through stuff and can't get the help because they aren't honest with what the problem is.
They're not honest and they don't know how to communicate. Mm. And so what I am able to do, not just on Debtor's Court, but in life in general, mm-hmm. is get people to say the things that they have not said.
Ever.
Get them to acknowledge the things that they are trying to block. Get them to admit the things that they thought were hidden and get them to do that in a way where once you say it, there is no judgment, but there are going to be consequences. Mm-hmm. There are consequences. Mm-hmm. And I spent so much of my life trying to avoid consequences, but consequences, we must go through the consequences to get to the other side. That's something else that Demetrius said. He was like, you know, he was talking again about this, you know, being a young man, a black man in Chicago, not wanting to live in the neighborhood he lived in. He was like, I had to stand in my dirt. Mm. I was like, yeah, we have to stand in our dirt. Like, we got to stand in the mess that we made. Mm. And I spent so many years trying to run away. Anytime I saw something that I didn't like, that I created, I'd run in the other direction. Mm. And finally, in 2006, I learned how to stand in the mess that I made. So God is so good. Gratitude is the attitude for the season. The harvest is here. The time is now. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lens List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lens List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. Hey, follow me at Lynn Richardson on social media. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go to Lynn Millionaire. Go there and get caught up on all the past episodes and so on and so forth. Go to asklynn.org if you need my help. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just get ourselves together. And because you need some help with something. Mm-hmm. So just go there and get the help that you need. Like, what you waiting on?
Right.
One of the things I talk about in getting started with New Wealth University. And if you want to get started with me and you don't know what you're doing, go to newyouin2022.info. Mm. Newyouin2022.info. Don't wait till December 31st trying to get yourself together for the new year. Mm. Start now. Mm. Let's go, because this is November harvest, December, October, whatever. All of this is the season for us to do better and to be better. But we were talking about gratitude, no judgment. And my number one hit show, mm-hmm. Debtor's Court, mm-hmm. on Von TV. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can go there. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play this episode, play a little bit of this episode. Thank you so much, Light, for bringing this to my attention. This particular case, you know, this woman and this this couple, how he was just out of control.
Yeah.
But without further ado, let me just let you hear this for yourselves. Let me let you hear this.
And also, it was very important for me to give 10% to God, you know, before even all the bills and everything. But from then, you put some aside for emergencies. And then if there's something left over from there, you can go spend. And this is how I was raised. And I come from self-made millionaires. And when I try and have tried to do that, he calls me names and calls me cheap and calls me all kinds of other things. And this is how I was raised, but I just like feeling secure that way, you know. And it has gotten really, really bad. He got very ill, and I'm diabetic. I've been diabetic for years now. And the problem with stress is I can't regulate my blood sugars at all at this point. And in the past, I've been in comas, and I've had heart attacks, and I've been pronounced dead a few times. So I had to be very, very careful with stress. And so, you know, I've been praying a lot. I do go to church, and I teach the children at Sunday school. And the first couple years when we were married, we were okay. I'm also going on 24 years of sobriety, and that, you know, it makes things difficult for me too because of the stress, you know. I still go to my meetings, and the first couple years we did go to church together and we did go to meetings together. And then he stopped on his end, and that's when things really started getting bad because he would fix on buying things and he would try to fill that emptiness inside of him. You know, we got, he has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Star Wars toys. Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I have pictures on my phone. I got boxes and boxes and boxes. And for years, I had Star Wars all up and down my walls, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
I can't take it either. Baby, I want to jump out the bench and knock his head off. That's what I want to do.
First off, that's what I'm talking about with health. Because even if you have it together in some other areas, if your health is not together, you don't get to enjoy.
No.
And you don't get to enjoy any of it. And he's got her so stressed out. She's been sober for 20-something
years.
But she's got blood sugar that's out of control. She's got
been pronounced dead a few times.
She's,
I was like,
in diabetic comas. And this no good, rotten, collecting some Star Wars.
Star Wars! Let me tell you, I want to run and knock him upside his head. That's what I want to do. That's what I wanted to do.
There's no respect.
But, you know, I couldn't do that.
She comes from self-made millionaires.
Yeah.
But she can't get this idiot to get on the program.
Help me, Jesus. Help us all.
Stop going to church. Stop going to the meetings that keeps him sober. And he is putting all the money into some Star Wars.
Star Wars. All up and down the wall.
He's two. He's acting like he's 2 years old.
Yeah. And so that's what I told him when I got to him. And really, I was like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill her?
Yeah.
I asked him that.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and said, don't let him kill you.
Right. Because that's where it's heading.
That's where it's heading. So we're talking about gratitude. That's my number one hit show, Debtors Court on Von TV.
That's right.
MC Light has a number one hit show, Partners in Rhyme,
yes,
on All Black. Go to MC Light and follow her. And just go to her Instagram page, her Facebook page, and just watch all the clips. We love you. Mm-hmm. We love God. We love WVON. Thank you so much, Melody. It has been a pleasure and a blessing, and we're just going to keep on doing this thing. Hey, everybody, go to asklynn.org, and guess what? We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.